You're now listening to Beat Current.
This is episode 301, and I have a story for you.
There once was a plentiful land, or perhaps it is yet to be, populated with diverse creatures and organisms, mutually nurturing the common web underneath, inside, or above them. But balance is always illusory. Things started to change. Everyone felt it differently. But yet the same. Something was on the earth. There was no point in measuring temperatures or scanning the face of the world anymore. The figures developed a life of their own, refusing to participate. They became part of the forces they couldn't explain anymore. What remained was fear and tales of hope, clothed in mists of confusion. But in the high mountains, the anxious cries always die out, drifting with the wind from one rock to the other. How could they break through the thick walls of dawn and storm, resting heavily upon those who forgot both the beauties and woes of the outer world? To light a candle is always to cast a shadow, and the shadow grows. It doesn't stop because you're slight or frail. Feasting upon everything vibrant and living, it turns to mud or sand, whatever stands in its way.
When the roots rock, when sun burns hot, the search for more you have to start. Not to reach far, not to run more. Close may be what you're looking for.
So the fire burns, but who is to blame? Is there always a spoiled mind or a mean word at the beginning of every patch of darkness? Who were the parasites? Where did they come from? And was it them or us? One could walk the land many times without ever finding any answer. Maybe it's out of our reach.
May
Maybe it never
existed at all. But if so, what should they look for? Shall they remain lost forever?
Perhaps the answers
just don't speak any language.
Or perhaps they don't speak it anymore. What would they share,
even if they did?
Transmitting fractions
of times and spaces from the voids in between. To leave everyone to bloom out of us. To give them what they deserve. Not to disrupt the flow of fate.
But if there really was a way, could one find it
walking alone? And does one give there an air, water, or soil?
The soft whispers allure to touch,
to feel.
To place skin to fur, layer to flux.
Until it settles and burns hot, let the search for what you have to stop.
Do they hear it? A distant calling, making sense of it, touching the other, sincerely,
not to burn, but to share warmth.
And at the fusing point, to slowly
begin to blur.
Not to understand.
Not to know.
Just keep cutting the little holes. Tirelessly. But it takes so much courage to change or to disappear. Can one ever forget oneself? Only to see through. Can they still care? Despite the dangers,
when the night is too dense,
maybe more flames must burn, but one must always think
of the shadows they cast. A light that bright could perhaps shine through all the tough stones, as well as the ambits to forget. Waking up after a long, long sleep. Because in the end, no one is an island. Thank you.
Thank you. What do I have to do tomorrow that makes me nervous tonight? Gloom on the horizon. We are still there.
Tesla for a spin itself. First draft for the Falcon is a red dragon. More in the days to follow.
I prayed, but the words fell to the ground, meaning nothing.
Someday these songs don't feel the same. Thank you. If you're awake at 1 in the morning, things may have already gotten weird. Check out Ghost Town, Fridays at 1 a.m., only on listener-supported Public Radio, KRVS.
How's it going, y'all? I'm Reagan, and I host Punk Piro here on KRVS 88.7 on Thursday nights at 12 a.m. Punk Piro brings you only the finest in yesterday and today's punk, hardcore, new wave, no wave, and everything in between. I make sure that bands that have been overlooked by mainstream radio waves get their airtime. So don't be lame. Come tune in at 12 a.m. on Thursday nights on KRVS 88.7.
This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.